This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, which means tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Report. 83% of Americans are concerned about election integrity in the midterms. 75% are concerned about cheating. The majority also believe the 2020 election was stolen. There's such an interesting disconnect in this country between those who bring you not just news, those who bring you political opinion, and the people. And that division is about the election. And it is so weird to me. And I'm not talking about the communists on the left. I knew there was cheating in the election the second I saw on the news them say the election was the safest and fairest election ever. Now, okay, that in and of itself is a ridiculous thing to say at any time. When you say that during a time where there was more mail-in ballots than ever, now I know you cheated. It's just a matter of how much. We can just argue about how much. So I know that. I knew that. I've known that all along. But one of the most bizarre things I've seen for a while now is people supposedly on the right, I mean, Fox News hosts, other people on the radio saying things like, that's been debunked. Since there's no evidence, we know there's no evidence. There's a ton of evidence. What are you talking about? We have people on videotape. Dinesh D'Souza made a whole movie about it with video evidence, with geo-tracker. What do you mean no evidence? You can disagree with the evidence or deny the evidence. You can't say there's no evidence. Andy Biggs, there are very, very few politicians I actually care for at all. Andy Biggs sat down to interrogate Maricopa County. Maricopa County is the biggest county in Arizona. It's where Phoenix is. It's a gigantic county. There's all kinds of ugly stuff, it appears, that happened in Maricopa County in the election that may have given the election to Joe Biden in Arizona. Remember that very early, bizarre Fox News call? Now, I need to warn you of something here. I generally don't play long clips, and when I do play long clips, I almost always interrupt them. I'm going to let this one go, or I'm going to try to let this one go. It's very long. It's like 2 or 3 minutes long. I may cut it off, but I'm going to let it go for a little bit. This is an official committee hearing. This is Andy Biggs interrogating these two people. And I want you to listen to this. And next time your friend, your neighbor, next time your crazy aunt on Facebook says, that's been debunked, there's no evidence, just pull up this podcast of today's show and play for them this.
I'll start with Mr. Bennett, and then we'll go, we'll try to work on down so everybody can get there. Is it standard practice to delete files off a server after an election, Mr. Bennett?
I hope not.
So, Mr. Gates, would you agree with that?
I would say that it is appropriate to maintain files, and that's exactly what we did. We deleted the deleted files that had been discussed. They were archived.
So you admit that you guys did delete, Maricopa County did delete files off the server after the election?
That are archived.
Yeah, and so when you released these servers and this information to the auditors to begin with, they didn't have access to those archived files at first. Is that fair to say?
They did not subpoena those. That's correct.
Okay, so you didn't feel obligated to turn that over then to them?
We responded to the subpoena.
Okay. Mr. Bennett, your response to that?
I find it, frankly, laughable to suggest that a county, in response to a subpoena, could say we will delete files from the hard drives and materials that we give to the auditors because we have those files archived on data that we did not give to the auditors when the subpoena said turn over all the records related to the election.
Yeah, see, that's the way I read the subpoena. It was more broadly than the county read it, for sure. So your Twitter account mentions that the purging of the 2020 election database in the beginning of February is a standard practice. Can you please confirm for me that that's what you do for all elections, after all elections, you do that?
I cannot confirm that for you today, but we can certainly get you that answer, Congressman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, can you confirm that today or not?
I really can't confirm that either today. I just know that because there is limited space on these servers, when you have to run another election, then you have to make room for the additional election data.
So was there additional, was there still, well, let me just rephrase this. If that is the standard practice, which is kind of, I don't think you guys are saying that you know for sure, but the chairman just intimated that that's the case. Can you explain to me why data was still present for prior elections on the databases in and of itself?
Yeah, again, I don't have an answer to that question, but we'll certainly get you an answer for it, Congressman.
Okay. All right. I would appreciate it if you would give me that information.
And I do think that it's important that our recorder has suggested that he will be answering every question in a timely fashion.
That's the same recorder that campaigned that Adrian Fontes was incompetent and called him a criminal. And he was the guy that was running the 2020 election, and you actually hired someone to oversee Mr. Fontes because you guys didn't trust Mr. Fontes as well. Is that the same guy? Is that the same Stephen Richard?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it that way exactly. But what we did was we did have statutory and boards, as you know, Congressman, boards of supervisors have responsibility for election day operations, yep. And we took that back so that we would have four Republicans and two Democrats overseeing the 2020 election. We thought.
Just in case you're not entirely clear on the jaw-dropping testimony, official testimony you just heard there. That's the largest county in Arizona receiving a subpoena, so they had to turn over their election data. They then take critical parts of the election data and delete it off of what they actually turn over. When it's discovered that they deleted critical parts of the election data, they responded and simply said, well, we archived it. To which they asked, okay, well, why would you delete it before you turned it over? Well, we have to delete it. We run out of room. Except they have the election data from many, many past elections still on the server. Please play that audio in its entirety. Even if you just play it in your head, the next time you hear a radio host, a TV host, a writer, anybody on, quote, on the right who gets up there and says, the election wasn't stolen, idiot. You idiot, stupid rubes are so stupid. There was no evidence. Buddy, there's tons of evidence. What are you talking about? You can argue there isn't enough. You can go back at the evidence. You can say there was some cheating, but maybe not enough. All these arguments I find perfectly acceptable. That's fine. I don't necessarily agree, but these are totally fine. The second you come at me with, there was no cheating, now I know you're either so stupid you should probably seek out professional help and put on a helmet while you eat a bowl of soup, or you're lying. The second you hear anybody tell you, it's been debunked, there's no evidence, you're most definitely dealing with a liar. That's just the truth. These people are liars. They lie for a living. They all do. It's stunning to me the level of corruption that's out there. All right. Jesse, yesterday, did I understand correctly that an illegal alien can use an arrest warrant for identification to board a plane? That's correct. In fact, it's happening right now. Not only are you, the American citizen, purchasing plane tickets for criminals, criminal aliens who come here illegally, that criminal alien doesn't obviously have an American's driver's license most of the time. They are actually presenting their arrest warrants to TSA before they board the plane. And I need you to also understand, there's not some separate wing of the airport and separate plane designated for illegal immigrants. They're boarding the plane right next to you and your children. All right. Get to some emails. In Mexico, they're mad about all these Americans coming in. We'll talk about that and more on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about your cell phone service first. Let's talk about the hesitancy to switch. I know when you have a cell phone service, it's not something you have to think about, so you don't ever think about switching, right? The bill generally gets paid automatically. They have a credit card or your debit card or something, and you have your cell phone. And I mean, why disrupt any of that? It's just so much easier not to. Jesse, I could just keep my Verizon phone. We don't care about fighting back against corporate communism. We don't care enough about that to take less than 10 minutes on the phone and work it out. Less than 10 minutes? When you switch to Pure Talk, not only do you save a fortune, average family saves over $900 a year. It's so fast. Man, you can keep your phone if you want. Keep your phone number. Less than 10 minutes on the phone to switch to a patriotic company without sacrificing service? From your cell phone, dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. You know, we've been playing you that audio about Eric Adams, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, complaining about illegal immigrants overwhelming the facilities in the city. And we're just dying laughing because finally, all these open borders liberals, they're all finally getting to experience the glory of having your community overwhelmed with illegal immigrants, have your hospitals overwhelmed, your schools overwhelmed. I've told you the story before about my buddy. He was in Border Patrol. He's not anymore now. But one of his buddies was in the hospital. His wife had just had a baby, and he shows up to the hospital to go check on the guy, check on his buddy, check on his wife, and he storms into the emergency room, only he's still in his Border Patrol uniform. When he just got off work, so he stormed in the emergency room, walks in the emergency room, and it's full. It's full. Every seat is taken in the emergency room. It's just the way he was going back. He heads back to the emergency room, sees his buddy, says he was there for maybe 5 minutes. All right, that's all he had time for, had to get home, turned around, headed back out through the same emergency room. He walked out, and it was empty because they were all illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants know that they won't be refused care, so they simply use your emergency room, that one you need to save your life. They simply show up and use it as their primary care doctor. And most of the time, they don't pay on the way out the door either. Oh, apparently, D.C. Mayor Bowser, she doesn't like all these illegal immigrants doing that to her.
Can you update us on your efforts with the migrant buses that are coming from Texas and Arkansas that we see?
So we are very focused, and we continue to be very focused on having the federal government do its part and take the lead in addressing what we see as a growing humanitarian crisis.
I just want to pause. Sorry, this is going to get a little dark. Remember, I know it's a family show. It always will be a family show. You don't have to. You can always leave this show on with the kids in the car. All right. I know people listen while they make dinner, and people listen while they're in the car with their kids. It is now and always will be a family show. But I do find it interesting that illegal immigrants gobbling up homeless shelter room and hospital beds and soon to be school desks in D.C., all of a sudden now it's a humanitarian crisis. That is weird, because young girls, I think it's anyone under the age of 12, although sadly it happens even worse, anyone under the age of 12, young women who travel north, they're all given pregnancy, anti-pregnancy drugs by their mother with the knowledge, the virtual guarantee that they will be assaulted in horrific ways on the way north by multiple men. There are stories of two-year-olds being left by their mother in the middle of the desert to die. Children massacred. You understand right now, for the better part of a year now, we have one of the largest slave trades in the history of mankind going across our southern border. But it didn't become a humanitarian crisis until the homeless shelters in D.C. got a little overwhelmed. Huh.
With people who are seeking asylum, and we're going to continue to pursue federal involvement.
Are you planning on like a processing center or something more formal than what's been going on the sidewalk the past few weeks?
Well, we need space, and we need the federal government to be involved. So I've asked for the deployment of the Guard, as long as we need the Guard to deal with a humanitarian crisis that we expect to escalate. The number of people crossing the border seeking asylum, we expect to only go up. And we need to make sure that there is a national response, not an ad hoc city by city, state by state response.
I'm so sorry. Are those illegal immigrants gobbling up resources? Which leads me right to this headline, which I'm sorry, I found to be hilarious. The headline is this: Mexico City residents are angered by the influx of Americans speaking English and gentrifying the area. Huh. Man, that must be frustrating to have a completely different languaged culture taking over your culture. Gosh, that must be weird. I wonder if Mexico City is experiencing hospitals being overwhelmed by these Americans. I wonder if they're giving these Americans free cell phones. You think so? I wonder if Mexico City has already had all of their government schools have to hire bilingual teachers or hire English speakers so that all the Americans who flood the schools of Mexico City, I wonder if that's going to put an extra burden on them. Because, gosh, that is a real heartbreaker, isn't it? The Los Angeles Times reported on Wednesday outlined how some Mexican locals are fed up with the growing number of Americans moving to and visiting the country, which has contributed to a rise in rent and a shift from Spanish to English in some places. Man, that is frustrating when your language is under assault like that, isn't it? Gosh, that gets very difficult.
Buenas tardes.
New to the city? Working remotely? Flyers popped up around Mexico City, reportedly said. You are a beeping plague, and the locals beeping hate you. Leave. Well, that doesn't sound very... Gosh, what is that word? I hear it all the time now. It starts with a C. That doesn't sound very compassionate. Where's the compassion, Mexico? Is that become a frustration for you? Are you under the impression that you are a sovereign nation with a unique culture of language and values? And let me see if I understand this correctly, Mexico. You you're upset that people from another culture that speak a different language, too many of them are coming into your culture and they're disrupting your unique culture and your values? Huh. Man, I can see how that would be frustrating. One guy even says here, quote, "We're the only brown people." He's a university professor. "We're the only people speaking Spanish except the waiters." Man, I got to tell you guys, I am so sorry that is happening to you. My heart, look, deep down, my heart is breaking. Just imagine, I want you to sit back and imagine, Mexico, what that might be like 40 or 50 years from now if that keeps happening in mass. Gosh, that might be different. Maybe all of your border districts will be different too. Maybe they'll vote differently. No, not that that kind of thing could ever happen here in North America, right? Hang on, I'm not done.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And again, Chris, that's a good Metallica song. That's a great Metallica song. But again, I hate to nitpick here, but I'm going to nitpick. Sorry, Chris, when you're an artist, when you're a verbal artist, that's really what I am. I'm a verbal Leonardo. Leonardo was an artist, right? What? Anyway, when you're a verbal artist like me, sometimes you can be a little bit of a perfectionist. You know how persnickety I am. Notice this nice polo shirt I'm wearing. How do you not play the beginning of that song? It's one of the great beginnings of any song ever, with kind of like, it's not too long. Don't ever say it's too long. That's one. Two, it has that cool thing where it does kind of like, it's like kind of like the Asian sounding guitar where it goes doo 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 doo. Yeah, there it is. No, I'll just do it myself. Well, that's basically what I sounded like anyway. So that's a better part of the song. And it's not too long, okay? It gets the people going. Shogun, I find your peaceful views astonishingly lacking. Oh, by the way, the subject line of this one says, "There will be blood." Shogun, I find your peaceful views astonishingly lacking, given that all over the world, governments are stopping production of beef and vegetables. Holland, Africa, America, all over Europe. I remain convinced that eventually the populace will take up arms and kill leadership at all levels. I eagerly anticipate such a revolution. It is the only thing that will stop the government. You say you don't want that because of what you saw in the past. I say because of what you fought for, allegedly, this is needed here. Dare you to address this? You ignored the Chris Ray corruption. He says that I love you. I've complained about Christopher Ray like 1,000 times on this show. Anyway, so whatever. He doesn't listen to the show regularly. That's fine. But no, I will address it. I'm not scared to address it. I laid out everything at the very beginning of this show. If you missed it, it's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I laid out everything about where the economy is and why I feel like it's going to a very dark place and why I feel like the people who lead us, they hate the country and they're trying to destroy it. They hate the West and they're trying to destroy it. I get all that. I do. I understand all that. However, I feel like, especially on the right, especially on our side, I feel like revolution, armed revolution, and civil war, and kill all the leaders. I feel like that talk is becoming way, way, way too common. And I want to be clear, I'm not lecturing you. I get it if that's how you feel. I get the anger and the frustration watching them destroy us. Why I say that's too common is this. People don't understand what that means, what that entails. If you're an American, you view revolution against the government, you view that through the lens of the American Revolution, where you had these great guys and these great thinkers, and they wanted to break away from the powerful England. And once they broke away, they didn't want to be in charge. They wanted America to be free, and we're going to have us a revolution. And once we declare all men they're free and we're America, then we'll have the saintly George Washington prance into the White House, and he'll only serve 2 terms because he's a humble man. Now, that's not a wrong way to look at the revolution. That's how it happened. But, man, I would really, really, really encourage you and everyone else to do more history and figure out how other rebellions and revolutions ended. Rebellions and revolutions almost always end horribly. For who? For everyone. You say rise up and kill leadership. Oh, I hate this person in the government. I want them to die. Do you honestly think the people you love are not going to be hurt in that action? You think you're going to snap your fingers and all of a sudden take out all these people you hate? What I have said was the peaceful way to go about this is the only way to go about this that doesn't end in disaster for everyone. You have these dreams that we're going to have a second American Revolution and only the bad guys will die and the good guys will all be fine. At the end of that, we'll finally be free again and no more government corruption and get rid of... That is such a naive pipe dream for how the world actually works, especially when you consider... You are talking about making war on people within your own borders. You need to think about what you just described less like a revolution and more like a civil war. And we have had one of those. You ever see any pictures from the Civil War? I don't mean some fancy black and white picture of a Confederate general with his 6-gun there posing. I mean pictures of hands and feet piled up outside of a field tent. You've seen pictures of whole towns razed to the ground. Families, mass dislocation of families, starvation, death. And here's the wildest thing. What was it, like 600,000 people died in our Civil War, 600,000 Americans? That's not even a bad Civil War historically. Go look at what those look like. You can say there's going to be these armed rebellions and people are going to rise up and they're going to kill their leaders. And hey, maybe you're right. Maybe that is the future of the world. I mean, look, there are always turnings in the world where the leadership gets tossed out here and leadership tossed out there. And oftentimes those are violent and horrible. But man, I don't think that's something anyone should be cheering for, man. I don't think you should be cheering for it. I think it happens way too often. I think we can start from the bottom up in our society at the local level, at the school board level, city council level. And I think if we are mobilized and motivated enough, I think we can begin to slowly take this culture back. There's no fast way to do it. It ain't going to be resolved after 2024. This will take decade after decade after decade of commitment from you and me to take back the schools, take back the sheriff's office, take back the DA, take back your community. That will eventually lead its way to Washington, D.C., and maybe in the end we can preserve something here. It's not that I won't address that. I have no problem addressing that at all. And look, there's no question. There's no question to address the subject of your email. There will be blood. There already has been some blood here in America. I do believe in other parts of the world, definitely, there will be lots of blood. Places that are going to break down a lot faster than us. When I talk about the coming Great Depression, you should know that, like the last Great Depression, we, because we're Americans, we have an American view of it. That was a global Great Depression, and it was so bad other places too. There will be blood in places like Africa because they're not as advanced as we are. Most of the countries over there, remember, Africa's a continent. There are some countries over there that are doing well. Many aren't. The ones that aren't doing well, they will collapse first. Poverty collapses first, and that's where the blood will be. That's where the blood will be. This is something we should all stand against and root against. I see a lot of it. I hear a lot of it, and I'm not putting you down. I'm not lecturing you. I'm not insulting you. I'm telling you, you don't understand what you're asking for. You don't understand what you want. That is not something we should want. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. There are one or two. I did end up getting a little bit sidetracked today, a little bit by some other things. Shut up, Chris. I was addressing the economy and stuff like that. We're going to talk about West Virginia, maybe laying out a nice model for us for the battle we have coming. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Now, I'm not saying the future is going to be pretty, right? It's not going to be pretty. It's going to be ugly. We know that. Are you strong enough? Are you ready? Have you been taking your male vitality stack from Chalk yet? Are you tired? Dragging? Maybe don't feel quite like you did? Look, Father Time's undefeated. What if you could take natural herbal supplements and have a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days? 20% in 90 days. That's what the male vitality stack did for me. Ladies, female vitality stack. Go get you one. You'll feel better, sharper, sleep better. Get the lit powder. We're talking natural herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements, not chemical medical filth. And the guys at Chalk are the most hardcore freaking anti-communists I've ever known. I love these guys. You should see our text messages between each other. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off the entire store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. On a Thursday, remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. They don't have to be political. Ask me anything. You can email all of your questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. These freaking people.
It also changes the circumstances for people on Medicare by putting a cap of a maximum $2,000 a year. Is they have to pay no more than $2,000 a year, no matter how many prescriptions they have, which is especially important for people with cancer and long-term diseases. It's a godsend. It'll literally be a godsend for many families. The bill locks in place lower health care premiums for the next 3 years for millions of families that get coverage under the Affordable Care Act. They will mean an average savings of $800 a year for 13 million people. It invests $369 billion. Granted, I call for 500 plus, but it invests $369 billion to secure our energy future and to address the climate crisis, bringing down family energy bills by hundreds of dollars by providing working families tax credits.
We're in very, very, very deep trouble. That's this climate change bill they're talking about passing. Gosh, dear Cincinnatus. I was talking about shaving in my mustache if the Democrats don't lose enough seats. She said, I feel your wife's pain. My husband and his crew returned from deployment and thought it would be a great idea to greet their loved ones with mustaches. As you know, the Navy's regulation on mustaches make an already bad idea even worse. I told him if he ever wanted to kiss me again, he needed to shave it off immediately. Although you could rock a mustache like Burt Reynolds or Tom Selleck, why? Why would you put a hairy caterpillar on your beautiful symmetrical face? Me and Denzel with our symmetrical faces. Chris, I didn't say that. The caller said it. Obviously, knew what he was talking about. Please save your wife and all of us from this painful experience. Since I can use her name, except she tried to lie and say her name is Maria Salazar. That's not nice. Said also, if you continue using my now famous quotes, could you please put them on some merch? We do need some Maria Salazar quotes on merch, right?
You know, freedom is not free.
I think we have to have listen. Thank you on there. That's just so good. Oh, gosh. Yeah, maybe on the back. Listen. Thank you. Anyway.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
West Virginia punishes banks that say don't support coal. Remember yesterday we had a long talk about ESG and these major financial corporations that are going that way. Well, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, BlackRock, and others, they decided they're going to have a war on coal, and they're not going to get it. They're not going to just invest in coal. They're going to flat out declare war on coal. West Virginia, as a state, has banned those financial institutions from receiving any state contracts. Those could be lucrative. GOP in red states. That's the path forward. We need your help fighting against the government corporate partnership. Join us, please. There is an offense path forward. That is it. Uncharted territory. U.S. debt will nearly double the GDP within 30 years. Just remember, we don't talk enough about the national debt. I love it, but people don't want to talk about it, and I get that. It's boring. On a long enough timeline, though, it's the only thing that matters. Apple teams up with Getty to unleash some William Blake-inspired augmented reality demons at its New London store. I have no idea why you guys handed me this headline. I don't know what any of these words mean. I don't know what Getty is. I definitely don't know who William Blake is, and I don't know what automated reality demons mean. Was there a reason? You know what? Just forget about this. You guys are weird. CNN exclusive. Biden administration offers convicted Russian arms dealer in exchange for Grindr. They're offering Victor Boot. You've heard about him on this show. International arms dealer, probably working for the CIA. But hold on. We're offering an arms dealer for a WNBA player? So they're getting someone who can shoot and we aren't? It's spreading. Cases in Alcona County, GOP in Michigan vote to rescind the 2020 presidential election. Yet another thing you can hand to your crazy aunt or Fox News host who says it's all been debunked. More than 60,000 Army soldiers losing pay and benefits over the vaccine mandate. This is the hard purge version of the United States military. How many of those 60,000 troops do you think vote Democrat on a regular basis? Probably about zero. Look, let's be honest. It's a brilliant move by the communists. It's a brilliant move. Purge the military of your ideological opponents. DeSantis orders investigation into restaurant that hosts drag brunches. If your restaurant bar is hosting drag brunches, you should be run out of business by the state. We apologize. The View takes back attacks on conservative groups. These news organizations are starting to roll out more and more apologies than they ever have. That's because the right is finally waking up to the beauty of the lawsuit. When someone lies about you and calls you a Nazi, you sue them. You sue them for all they're worth. They'll have to stop this nonsense. Speaking of which, Donald Trump announces he's suing CNN and will target other media outlets as well. Go get them, Mr. President. DOJ insiders. Delaware U.S. attorney is inadequate to investigate the Biden corruption. No one's ever going down for any of the Biden corruption. Just accept it by this point. Biden quietly revokes Trump's ban on Chinese communist propaganda in school. Sooner or later, Americans will understand, people on the right will understand and accept the Democratic Party and the Chinese Communist Party are one and the same. They work with each other because they have the exact same goal. That goal is the destruction of the United States of America. Joe Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter's business associates while vice president. The Biden family really is a gigantic crime family that's lived off the back of Joe Biden for the entirety of their existence. It is crazy how much we would know if we actually had a media in this country. Remember, if you can just hang on for 24 more hours, you get to hear an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's going to be glorious. We're going to have so much fun. You can email your questions in now. Get them in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Just turn the news off. That was a heavy show. I know we talked a lot about the depression and why we're going there, but I think it's important we understand why we're going where we're going. All right? Chin up. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.